Reading tonight from Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and in his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, David, a Saviour, has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. Amen.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Amen.
Our final reading is from John 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor a husband's decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here endeth the word of God. Just remind that the young ones go out at the first verse of the next song.
I have probably read that nativity scene hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I've watched nativity plays. I've studied the scriptures. But there's still something intrigues me. It's not the shepherds. They were in the area. They had been influenced by Judaism. They would have had some inklings of the prophecies. They would have certainly expected a deliverer to come. But what about the wise men? How did they begin their journey? Not even of the same religion. What was it that inspired them to make a journey across land to a little town? Who spoke to them? Now we know that they visited Jesus when he was a small child. Wasn't the baby in the manger? We suspect that Jesus may have been anything up to 2 years of age at that time. Thus, Herod's decree to kill all children under the age of two, firstborn males, or males. Had they heard a story? Had something of the news migrated across to their region that a special child had been born? Who was it that told them to look for a star to guide them? How did they know to begin this journey across land to a place that they did not know, to a child that they had never met, to do what they thought they would do in presenting him some gifts? I don't know. But I know this. The Holy Spirit wanted him to come. The Holy Spirit worked in their heart. The Holy Spirit wanted them to come and worship Jesus. And the Holy Spirit wants you to do the same. I don't know where your journey began. I don't even know why it began. What may have seemed to you an incidental moment, a chance encounter with a Christian who talked about the love of Jesus. It might have been in a lonely night in your bedroom, after all the daily activities had ceased and all the hustle and bustle of the day had ebbed away. And in the darkness of that room, you felt as if you were alone. And you needed to begin the search to find a friendship that would satisfy. The Holy Spirit draws us from hillsides as shepherds, or as wise men from a different country, to the same stable. Whether you have a gift like the wise men or no gift to give like the shepherds, he welcomes us all. Why are you here tonight? You perhaps thought you were here simply to listen to carols, but it's much deeper than that. There's a voice that cries out in the universe every day to come to the Son, the Savior of the world. Not just someone else's Savior, but hopefully yours. Tonight, you may come and worship Christ, not simply as a child, but as a grown adult who gave his life as a ransom for many. Are you ready? Ready to make this Christmas different to any other? In the silence of this night, are you ready to embrace a whole new life, a whole new friend, a Savior that brings you peace? That's the good news of the gospel. And he's called Jesus.